introduction of 500 notes is not addressing fundamental problems in the economy. What it is addressing now is, instead of you carrying so many small notes to buy a certain item, you will now have 500 in one note. So it is a realization by monetary authority that South Sudan is losing pound over time. And so the intentions of trying to have a small value is when the currency is strong. But when the currency is valueless, that means what money can buy is so small. So you need big notes. Remember, now there was time we were discussing about introducing coins,
right,
which are now irrelevant. They are not in the market, because how do you carry them? What are you going to buy with them? Today, you cannot even see one SSP in the market, because what can you buy with it? Even £5 is losing its real intention, because you cannot afford anything with it. So as the currency loses value, you got to have a bigger note. So the government has no choice but to introduce a bigger note. But otherwise, in terms of addressing the fundamental problems of inflation, introducing a new currency is not a tool to address the cause of inflation. It's just to help people carry less notes in terms of the number of notes, but it is not addressing the fundamental problems of the inflation.
Right. So from your point of view, what other additional measures can the government take at this point?
Of course, we will always come back to what caused this crisis. Mm-hmm. Why are we in hyperinflation during this time? Why was it not in 2012? Why was it not in 2011? Why was it not in 2013? It is fundamentally stopping the war, because a lot of our resources goes into financing war. And during war, accountabilities come down drastically. During war, economics production goes down. So that means even taxes that are supposed to be raised by the government goes down. Because of war, there are two oil production sites that have been closed because of war. So anything that can be done, it should come after we have a sustainable and a long-term peace agreement. That is key. All other economic reform are actually functions of having good peace and having institutions in place. So all that can come later. But having a peace that will restart the production processes in our economy is key.